Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Venaria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
On X at Rich Zeoli. He flew to D.C. Didn't take a train. Just saying. You know, Mr. Communist took a commercial. Mr. Global Warming took a flight to D.C. It's very easy to take a train. Most people do. Most people from New York take the train to D.C. In fact, it's probably the busiest line in America is the corridor from D.C. to New York City and back, with stops in between, of course, in places like Wilmington, Delaware for Joe Biden or Philadelphia. But flying to D.C., it's a whole other thing. It's more money, and it's also, according to the left anyway, a bigger carbon footprint than... And it's also, I understand Amtrak is not, like, taking the subway, but it's much more in line with public transportation than flying. But anyway, he's there at the White House. He's meeting with the president. And I'm sure that even though they said it was closed press, knowing President Trump, we'll all be invited in for a look into what's going on. And we're excited for that. And we'll certainly bring it to you live just to kind of set the table for what we can expect from Ma'am Commie's meeting with the president. And this is the big story of the hour brought to you by Dr. Mike Venaria, Venaria Dental. Hey, end of the year coming. Those benefits you have may expire, will expire, and you may have dental. So reach out to Dr. Mike today. Find out if they can help you with your beautiful, beautiful smile. So as we set the table for the meeting with Ma'am Commie, why don't we go back and play a little audio for you, a little flashback. This is... Well, first of all, the president, ahead of the meeting with Ma'am Dami today, this is what he said. Let's start with cut 13, if we could, Justin. Take a listen.
You meet him face to face.
Well, I don't really know. He's got a different philosophy. He's a little bit different. I give him a lot of credit for the run. He did a successful run, and we all know that runs are not easy. But I think we'll get along fine. Look, we're looking for the same thing. We want to make New York strong. And, you know, there's such a different philosophy. But I'll let you know. I'll let you know over the next year, Brian, okay?
So I know sometimes when you go to sit down with you, Ms. President, sometimes you'll whip out a list and you'll say, did you say this about me in the past? I know Pierce Morgan has said that. This is something that might be on your list that he said about you after he won, by the way. Cut three.
We stop Trump, it's how we stop the next one. So Donald Trump, since I know you're watching, I have four words for you. Turn the volume up.
So it was a little bit of an in-your-face when a time he should usually, after a victory speech, be kind of magnanimous. Your thoughts on
it? Well, I was hitting him a little hard, too, in all fairness. It was, you know, hard to be totally friendly toward the opponent. You know, his opponent wasn't. He had some interesting opponents. But he ran a good race. I don't know exactly what he means by turn the volume up, because turn the volume up, he has to be careful when he says that to me. But nobody really was able. I said, what does that mean, turn the volume up? Does that mean let's go at it?
Yeah.
I don't think so. I mean, he was very nice in calling, as you know, and we're going to have a meeting. I guess we meet at 3 o'clock today. And I think it's going to be quite civil. We'll find out. You'll be the first to know.
I know. We'll see it at 3 o'clock. Will you open up the doors to the press after?
All right, we could jump out of this. Thank you. That was with Brian Kilmeade from earlier today on Fox News Radio. Brian Kilmeade Show, of course, you can hear Sunday nights here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD. This is another flashback of something that Zoran Mamkami said. This is cut 14. Take a listen.
That there's any mayor here that will be free from being attacked by Donald Trump. What's more important, however, is that we have a mayor who will actually fight back. And that's what I will do. I am Donald Trump's worst nightmare as a progressive Muslim immigrant who actually fights for the things that I believe in. And the difference between myself and Andrew Cuomo is that my campaign is not funded by the very billionaires who put Donald Trump in D.C. I don't think there's any.
I get it. Politics, you say mean things about each other. No doubt about it. The question for Mamdani going into this meeting today is, does he want to be, I guess it was John Lindsay who was mayor, I believe, at the time. Maybe Abe Beame. I got to double check that. But when Gerald Ford said, the famous New York Post headline back then, Ford to New York, drop dead. The reality is that New York City needs help. It needs a lot of help. It is a, while it is the biggest city in America, it's controlled by Albany. The mayor does not have as much power as you think the mayor has. Mayor has a lot of influence, and obviously the mayor has control over the police department and other entities, but Albany controls the purse strings. The New York City subway, the bus system, that's all the Metropolitan Transit Authority. That's all Albany. That's not New York City. Plenty they can screw up, and they have. I mean, if I don't know if the last time you've been there, I've been there recently, as you probably know, and I'll be back there on Monday. Shameless plug. But they've got the stupid bike lanes now, which are ridiculous. And honestly, how more people are not dying in these things, I don't know, because the bikes come flying at you. Well, we have them in Philly, too, but they also have these dumb, like, the way they've changed the lanes in New York, it's almost, you can't drive a car. It's impossible. So they can screw a lot of things up. And certainly his whole defund the police mantra that he ran on, absolutely. But as far as getting things like free buses, that goes through the governor of New York. That goes through the legislature. That's not up to him. As far as getting free housing, I don't even know how that works. Grocery stores run by the government. Again, I don't know how that works. I mean, I guess you take that out of the city budget and, you know, have at it. But they need help and they need federal funding for a lot of different things. The other question is, what is Zoran going to do when it comes to immigration? Is he going to be the guy that says no ICE? Because he said that on the campaign trail. He said we will not cooperate with ICE. He also said he would arrest Netanyahu if Netanyahu comes to New York City. Like, is he really going to do that? Or was it all an act? I mean, the guy is an actor. He's a performance, not a very good one, but he was a rap star. I wouldn't say star, but he was a rapper. And he was a viral internet sensation. The question is he going, was all of that performative? The whole thing, was it, and is he really just going to be a paper tiger? My money's on that. My money's on the paper tiger thing. He's never really had a job. He comes from a privileged family. His dad's a professor at Columbia. He's got money. He's never had a struggle to work. And it sounds fun to go out there and say, hey, free buses, free housing, free groceries. Why not? It doesn't cost you anything. It's like Animal House. Have a beer. Don't cost nothing. But it does cost somebody something. So was it all an act with Mamdani, or is this who he really is? And if he is really that, is he really going to stand up to Trump? Or is he going to wind up just folding in front of the president because he knows that they need federal resources, they need the cooperation of Republican lawmakers, they need Congress, they need a lot of different things. What's he going to do? Who knows? We'll find out. My guess is he's going to wind up becoming a gigantic suck-up. If I had to bet money on it, looking at him in the B-roll footage that they were showing of him at Reagan National Airport, because remember, he flew into D.C. He didn't take the train. Like the everyman, like the commoner, like a schlub, he flew. I don't know if he flew first class or not, but he flew. So the B-roll footage that they were showing him looking very excited, very happy. But the question is, why? Why are you so happy? Why are you so excited? And is he going to leave the meeting and then go out to the White House to the West Executive Drive there and where the press sets up? And is he going to go out there? Is he going to just go after Trump? Is he going to say, this was a great meeting? It was very productive. I'm doing this for the people. Because that's his whole act now. The whole act now is, I'm doing this for the people of New York City. All right. I don't like him. I don't like what he stands for. But I'm doing this for the people of New York City. So much for the resistance. And you just have to wonder if it was all an act. Because, I mean, anybody can say these things and then run, get elected, and then you turn around and you go, what do we do now? It's that famous scene from the movie The Candidate with Robert Redford where he runs for Senate. And he wins, and he wasn't supposed to win. And at the end of the movie is that famous line, what do we do now? It may be that. I mean, it may very well be that, but we'll see. We'll find out. Caroline Levitt said this with regards to the upcoming visit. This is cut 16.
Speaks volumes that tomorrow we have a communist coming to the White House because that's who the Democrat Party elected as the mayor of the largest city in the country. I think it's very telling, but I also think it speaks to the fact that President Trump is willing to meet with anyone and talk to anyone and to try to do what's right on behalf of the American people, whether they live in blue states or red states or blue cities in a city that's becoming much more left than I think this president ever anticipated. In his many years of living in New York himself.
I'm telling you, it's the kind of thing where you turn around and you go, and look, I think the president's doing the right thing, obviously. Meeting with Ma'am Donnie, absolutely. It's magnanimous. It's what he should do. It is the biggest city in America, absolutely. And maybe he won't be Brandon Johnson, where he just tries to fight every step of the way. Maybe he won't be that. Maybe he'll turn out to be he's keeping Jessica Tisch as the New York City Police Commissioner. That was the big story this week, that he's keeping Tisch. And a lot of people said that would be a very smart move of him to keep Jessica Tisch as the NYPD Commissioner. And she's done a lot. She's improved the department. Crime is actually down. And that would be a big sign to the police that he intends to actually have their back and not just go full bore and go after them. I don't know. I really don't know, because it seems to me like if he wants to be the star that his gigantic ego wants him to be, because this guy's got a gigantic ego, then he's going to have to be pretty tough on Trump. But then again, he probably needs Trump. So I don't know how you play that. For the president, it's absolutely right to meet with him. Definitely. You meet with the guy, you talk to the guy, you find out how you can help, and you see what you can do. And then maybe you get some cooperation on the federal level. Maybe get some cooperation, maybe get a little help. We'll find out. It's interesting, too, because, you know, in New Jersey, Mikey Sherrill, who's the governor of New Jersey, the governor-elect of New Jersey, who still pains me to say this, she's been kind of quiet lately. A friend of mine observed this last night. He said, you know, she's been kind of quiet lately as far as attacking Trump. She said a couple things to the Pod Save America bros, but New Jersey has the potential for nuclear power, natural gas power, all kinds of different things. Phil Murphy wanted to run for president, so he decided he was going to attack Trump at every turn. Does Mikey Sherrill do that, or does she use the administration to help cooperate in bringing in things like nuclear power? I mean, we have Salem. Could there be an expansion there? You see, they just gave, $100 billion loan for the Three Mile Island project so that they can get that going again. We talked to Senator Dave McCormick about that yesterday. Huge loan, huge money, huge federal funding behind it. with AI being the future and with all these big data centers needing AI power for nuclear power and natural gas power, does she decide, hey, let's make the state a leader in that? Or does she turn around and say, nah, you know what? I think I also want to run for president myself. So maybe I won't. The Democrat Socialists of America have some demands from Mam Dami. Divest from Israel. Ban Israeli products in city-run grocery stores. End the NYPD's training with Israeli occupation forces. And arrest Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. And we played you a clip earlier in the week where Mam Dani said he would do that. He would have him arrested. In consistent with international law, he would have him arrested. Now, if that happens, Mam Dani should be arrested because he has no ability to arrest a foreign leader who's here in the United States of America for the UN and then is given diplomatic protection because that's how it works. Because otherwise, nobody would come to the United Nations if they thought that they could be arrested in some political stunt. And if that were to happen, then they should arrest Mam Dani and they should charge him with a federal offense because he does not have the right to do that. But I don't think he would do that anyway. I think, again, it's all talk. I think a big part of this thing with this guy is it's all talk. It's all BS. He can't really deliver on these things. He can't really follow through on these things. So why not go out there, sell a whole bunch of fantasy to people, and then, you know, when it's over, you just turn around and you go, well, and you pretend like you never said those things. I mean, how many times have we heard that from politicians over the years where they come out and they say something and then when it gets time to actually try to do those things, they don't do those things. All right, we're taking a quick break. We'll come back. Hopefully the meeting will start with Zora and Mamkani and we'll take it live for you as soon as it does. I want to tell you about the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. It is a beautiful, beautiful place. I love it there. We'll be back live for December 19th, our next live show. I'm excited for that. And from now through December 18th, you can enjoy a fabulous escape when you book a multi-night stay. You're going to receive 10% off your room rate plus resort credits. Go to Hemingway's Restaurant and Bar or the gift shop. If you're planning a weekend getaway, want to reconnect with some friends, Grand Hotel is the perfect place to do it. And as we're getting into the Christmas season now, KMA goes all out for Christmas. It's absolutely beautiful. The decorations, the houses, they do trolley tours, and you'll love the outdoor mall at Washington Square Mall. It's beautiful. And, of course, the Grand Hotel goes all out with their decorations as well. And the kids are going to have a lot of time off between now and then. What do? You take them to the Grand Hotel. Why? Because they have that beautiful indoor heated saltwater pool. It is glorious. You'll love it. They'll love it. And you'll love the food at Hemingway's Restaurant. So just go to GrandHotelKMA.com today and book your getaway and join us on December 19th. And remember, if you're looking for an event, you want to do a family reunion, baby shower, bachelor party, whatever, bachelorette party, whatever you want to do, GrandHotelKMA.com. And weddings, well, my friend Caitlin was named the 2025 Face of Weddings for South Jersey. So she will help you plan the wedding of your dreams. It'll be unforgettable and spectacular. GrandHotelKateMay.com.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
So the as we wait for Mamdani and the president, if they open it up to the press, we'll find out. If MET tends to do these things, he tends to let the press hear the conversation. It may be delayed, but we'll certainly bring it to you. No doubt about that. And well, we're also going to talk to a local business in our area, too. Loschel's Bakery. You probably know that bakery. They always do the cookies as the the metric for who's going to win the presidency. And Kathleen Loschel is going to come on the show because they've had some issues lately, which I'm going to talk to her about, according to a story from Patch. And we'll talk about that as well in just a few moments. But I also have to get to, yeah, there's a, you know how yesterday the Democrats, the outrage over Trump executing everybody in Congress, killing everybody in Congress, that whole nonsense story. More Democrats went on TV to try to talk about how they are very concerned about illegal orders. But again, they couldn't name any illegal orders. They couldn't actually name any. And they're asked the question again, and they couldn't name any. So that's the thing. It's like, well, all right, you're very concerned about illegal orders. What are the illegal orders? What is it? And they're like, well, I don't know. Not sure. Don't really know if there are any. But if there could be, there would be, and they better not follow them. It's like, all right, so you're giving a warning for what they shouldn't do, not that it's actually happened, and you don't know if it's going to happen, but you wanted to just grandstand anyway and do this. And even Chrissy Houlihan was on CNN earlier today, and she couldn't come up with anything either. It was like, well, what do you recommend? Like, what do you think should happen if, you know, an order is given and they're not sure about the order? She's like, well, they should ask their commander. Okay? And if the commander says to do it, then what? Well, then he should ask his commander. Okay? And then what happens? I mean, it's so silly. The whole thing is so silly. Like I told you yesterday, these are grandstanding Democrats. These are Democrats who are grandstanding, and they're doing this because they want to get attention, and they want to raise money, and they want to be famous. Like, I mean, up until 5 minutes ago, you never heard who Jason Crow was, a member of Congress. The only reason I knew him is because he came into Jersey and campaigned with Mikey Sherrill. It's the only reason I ever heard the guy's name. But now these members of Congress who were in that video, suddenly now they're like kind of household names. And you know, and I told you yesterday, and sure enough, I was right. The fundraising emails would go out about how I'm being viciously attacked. And they went on TV to talk about how they're being viciously attacked and how they're you know, they're death threats against them from the president and blah, blah, blah. I mean, it's beyond silly. It really is. It's beyond silly. But we live in the dumbest time ever. I tell you that all the time. And this is no exception, the time that we're living in, being dumber and dumber and dumber. I mean, we have a communist coming to the White House. We have a communist coming to the White House right now to meet with the president of the United States. A guy who ran his entire campaign on stopping Trump is now coming to meet with President Trump. You can't make it up. You cannot make it up. Oh, and there's new developments also on the Arctic Frost front with Jim Jordan talking about how the DOJ had subpoenaed his phone records. He's the chair of the House Oversight Committee, or maybe he's the chair of one of the committees. And they subpoenaed his phone records, and they were spying on him. I mean, think about that. Think about that for a second. That's insane that they were doing this. We talked about this with Brooke Singman earlier in the week, too, and last week as well, because new stories keep coming out about this now, and more information's coming out about this now, and you turn around and you go, I don't understand something. So, you guys now, you members of Congress, you were spied on by the executive branch of government, and all the people screaming about democracy don't seem to have a problem with the fact that you guys were spied on by the, thank you, Judiciary Chair, by the executive branch of government. I mean, think about that. The executive branch spying on the legislative branch. And everybody who goes out there and screams democracy is dying, it's a death of democracy, and blah, 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 blah. None of them have said a word about this. None of them. I mean, I'm amazed by that. Like, that's amazing to me. You got a situation where we hear every day about the death of democracy, and the executive branch spying on the legislative branch under the Biden administration could intimidate members of Congress, could get dirt on members of Congress. It's the kind of thing you'd expect from J. Edgar Hoover. And it happens, and they're like, ah, that's not a story. No big deal. No big whoop. All right, let me welcome our guest. Thank you for letting me know that she's there. Kathy Loeschel is the owner of Loeschel's Bakery, very famous place. And Kathy, it's nice to see you. Kathleen, how are you?
I'm good. How are you today?
I'm doing well. So you made a gingerbread house.
Oh, we did. This is our second year making it.
It's beautiful. I'm looking at the picture of it right now, and you made it, and you have the president and the first lady in front of the gingerbread house. So before we get to that, your bakery, for years, everybody knows it as the cookie pole, right? That's a fair way to put it. It's the most accurate pole there is.
I think so.
You bake cookies for each of the presidential candidates, and then people buy them, and buying them is kind of seen as a metric of how they're going to vote. And who won the cookie poll in the 2024 election?
Donald Trump.
By a lot, right?
By tons. By like over 50,000 cookies, yes.
What do you do with the cookies that aren't, that are like the Biden cookies? What happened to them, out of curiosity? Or the Harris cookies, I should say.
We actually gave them away. We donated the leftover ones. There's a couple places we donate goods to. So we wanted, people to have
sure
dessert.
To like food pantries and things like that, right?
Yes. Yes.
Were any people in the food pantry like, I don't want to eat this cookie?
I don't know that, but they did take them. I'm just not sure what they did with them after.
So you made a gingerbread house and you decided to decorate it with the president and the first lady. You said this is the second year you've done this now. It's beautiful. I'm looking at it. But what was the reaction? What happened?
Oh, it caused a lot of controversy for us here at the bakery. A lot of negative thoughts by the community, especially here in our small town. And, I'm just holding my head up high and doing what I do. I can't change your thoughts on the president. I can't change your thoughts on us making it, but I can provide jobs and have a revenue here. So that's what I'm doing.
I just don't understand why people get so angry over this. I mean, he is the president. She is the first lady. It's not like I don't know. I mean, are we not supposed to acknowledge this, I guess, is my question? Are we supposed to pretend like this doesn't exist? This is something you do. You make politically themed, delicious desserts. Not a big deal, really. Nobody has to eat it. No, you're not forcing anyone to eat it. I'm not wrong about that fact, right?
Right, correct. We're not forcing anybody to buy anything. We're not pushing it in our store. It's actually by order only. So when you come in here, you're not seeing it in our store.
So it's not as if people have to even witness it. They don't have to see it. They don't have to avert their eyes. They don't have to worry about the deliciousness getting in their eye membranes in any way, shape, or form. They have to order it. It's a custom order.
Yes, it's a custom order. We take pre-orders for it only. It's not thrown in people's faces here. It's not on any display. There's no photos. It's strictly on social media that we advertised it.
But just for that alone, enough alone, you got online backlash. What were some of the things people were saying to you?
They called me a pedophile. They've called me Nazi.
What?
Yes.
A pedophile?
Yes.
You didn't do a Jeffrey Epstein cake.
No, I didn't. I would never. Yeah, I've been called Nazi. People have said, like, I get what's coming to me now. They tried to boycott us. They're leaving us bad one-star reviews. Oh. They're calling the bakery and, you know, saying very inappropriate things. But, you know, in all this, when you're with politics, of course, you're going to get some of this backlash. But this is nothing new. If you look at the gingerbread from last year, we made, you know, one with Donald Trump out of marshmallows. So this is not anything new. I just think that the rhetoric out there is worse.
It really is. And it really bothers me that people would leave one star reviews, because your food is great. People love your bakery. It's a staple in the community. It's very successful. And congratulations on that, because that's not easy to do. And yet the one star reviews not just hurt you, but also hurt your employees, also hurt the town. They hurt everybody. And are you able to get those taken down?
So I did write to Google and I did explain the situation. So they're temporarily removed right now. There was over 20 of them. And so I'm hoping that they'll look at the situation and keep them down. But it doesn't prevent all the backlash we've had on the local heifer community pages. It is honestly frightening the way the residents and local community have tried to, you know, say the things that they're doing on, like, Facebook pages. But I will tell you the truth. Today, the Papero Council here, the local council, did come out to support us. They did put a letter out on social media, and their press release said, like, we're with Loschel's Bakery. They're a staple in our community. This is awful what has been done to them. And I'm hoping by that they doing that, it will help. But I'm not going to stop. I'm not going to stop making them. Like, if what they're doing to me, if they think that, really, they just have lit a bigger fire under me.
Good. And I hope more people come out and support you. I hope that people drive to support you, even if they're not in the Hatboro area, just to and order one of these gingerbread houses, because they're great. I may get one. My wife would freaking kill me, though, because my in-laws would, you know, that's the only downside. But it's just, we're living in this crazy polarizing time. Like, if I went into a bakery and there was a gingerbread house available with Joe Biden and, you know, and Joe Biden, I wouldn't think to hate the place. I wouldn't do this. I mean, I just feel like my side doesn't do this. I went into a local store in my town recently, and the owner and his wife had to, like, whisper in my ear that they're fans of my show because they don't really want to advertise it. And I get it. I completely do. And we're just living in such a toxic moment. But it's, unfortunately, it's only one side doing that. There was a bakery in New Jersey, a restaurant in New Jersey. This guy was an immigrant, came to this country from the Middle East, started a business, and he put a Jack Cittarelli sign in his window. Jack was running for governor in New Jersey. And all these people wanted to boycott the place and get the guy shut down and have this man's dream just disappear. It's terrible. But unfortunately, it's not. I can't say it's a both sides thing. I can't say both sides calm down here, because it's not both sides doing it. And that is the problem right there. I've never seen a place that has signs that I disagree with or anything that I disagree with, and then ever thought I'm going to try to take them and get them out of business. I've just never done that.
Yeah, I agree with you. I mean, there's establishments that I know that, you know, only think red or blue. And I still support those businesses, because honestly, the small business is the backbone of America. So regardless if you like what they say or do, I feel like supporting them is ultimately the most important thing. If I don't like what they have, then you don't go. But to do what they've done to us is unacceptable behavior. And I think that it is causing the division in this country more than ever.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. I got to run because the president's meeting with a communist right now. But if anybody wants to order one of these beautiful gingerbread houses, which would make it also a great gift, especially if you do have liberal in-laws, where can they go?
They can, locally, they would have to pick it up, but they can order by going to bakery@loschelsbakery.com and emailing us.
All right, great. Well, listen, keep up the good work. Keep
Thank
up the
you.
Great, delicious food, and
you.
Stay strong, because we're with you, okay?
Thank you. God bless you. Have
God
a nice
bless.
Day.
Thank you. Give my best to everybody at Loschel's, okay? Thanks.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Rick Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, let's jump in here to Trump and Mam Donna here.
Shared admiration and love, which is New York City, and the need to deliver affordability to New Yorkers, the 8.5 million people who call our city their home, who are struggling to afford life in the most expensive city in the United States of America. We spoke about rent, we spoke about groceries, we spoke about utilities, we spoke about the different ways in which people are being pushed out, and I appreciated the time with the president, I appreciated the conversation, I look forward to working together to deliver that affordability for New Yorkers.
Thank you very much. Any questions, please?
President Trump, Stephen Nelson from the New York Post. I've got a question for you and then also one for Mayor-elect.
Sure.
For you, you referred to Mr. Mamdani as a communist. Can you describe why you feel that way? And also, will you do anything to stop him from arresting Prime Minister Netanyahu because it's New York?
Well, we didn't discuss your second part of the question. And on your first part, I mean, he's got views that are a little out there, but who knows? I mean, we're going to see what works, or he's going to change also. We all change. I change a lot. Change a lot from when I first came to office. It's now quite a while ago. It's quite a while. My first term was great. We had the greatest economy in the history of our country. We're doing even better now. We're doing much better now than we did even the first term. And I can tell you some of my views have changed. And we had discussions on some things. I'm not going to discuss what they were, but that I feel very confident that he can do a very good job. I think he is going to surprise some conservative people, actually, and some very liberal, but that I feel very confident that he can do a very good job. I think he is going to surprise some conservative people, actually, and some very liberal people. He won't surprise them because they already like him.
And Mr. Mamdani, it sounds like you had a productive discussion, but just days ago you referred to President Trump as a despot who betrayed the country. You said you'd be his worst nightmare and accused him of having a fascist agenda. Are you planning to retract any of these remarks in order to improve your relationship?
I think both President Trump and I, we are very clear about our positions and our views, and what I really appreciate about the president is that the meeting that we had focused not on places of disagreement, which there are many, and also focused on the shared purpose that we have in serving New Yorkers. And frankly, that is something that could transform the lives of the 8.5 million people who are currently struggling under a cost of living crisis, with 1 in 4 living in poverty. And the meeting came back again and again to what it could look like to lift those New Yorkers out of struggle and start to deliver them a city that they could do more than just struggle to afford it, but actually start to live in it.
And I've been called much worse than a despot, so it's not that insulting. Maybe I think he'll change his mind after we get to working together. Yes, please.
Mr. President, Matt Demershot from MTV Lebanon.
Good.
I would like to ask you a question about the Middle East regarding, sure, you said that Hezbollah in Lebanon is not in a good position, and Lebanon now is the final unresolved after Gaza and Syria. Given your assessment, like, what do you say for the Lebanese today? It's the independent, yeah, state in Lebanon. And what is your next move to push toward disarmament?
Sure. Well, we are pushing for total disarmament of Hamas and, frankly, everybody else. And we actually have peace in the Middle East. As you know, the King of Saudi Arabia just left yesterday. We had some great meetings, and he's made a contribution toward the United States of more than $1 trillion. We have now over $20 trillion coming in. No country has ever had anything like that, not even close. If you go to $2 trillion or $1 trillion, it's a lot. We have $20 or $21 trillion. I think that Hezbollah has been a problem in Lebanon, big problem. We're working with Lebanon. We're working with everybody in the Middle East. That's another thing I think we have in common. We want to see peace in the Middle East. And we actually have now, for the first time, peace in the Middle East after 3,000 years. And now we're going to refine it. And I think you're going to see some very positive things happen.
There's the potential to invite the Lebanese president.
Oh, sure. Oh, I would do that. Absolutely. And if the mayor would like to be here for that meeting, because I know he feels very strongly. I think you feel very, very strongly about peace in the Middle East. I think
we desperately want it. And that's something that I shared with the president, that when I spoke to New Yorkers who had voted for the president last November on Hillside Avenue and Fordham Road, I asked them why. I heard again and again two major reasons. One was that they wanted an end to forever wars. They wanted an end to the taxpayer dollars we had funding violations of human rights, and they wanted to address the cost of living crisis. And I appreciated the chance to discuss both of those things.
You said a lot of my voters actually voted for him, and I'm okay with that. I'll do that. I'll sign it. I'll give it to me. I'll sign it in a minute. That's pretty good.
Mr. President, yes, please. You threatened to send federal troops to New York City. You both have differences when it comes to ICE agents, right, in New York City. Mr. Mamdani, you call ICE a rogue government entity. I wonder how you reconcile your differences on both of those issues.
Well, I think we're going to work them out, and I think that if we have known murderers and known drug dealers and some very bad people, you know, we want to get them out. And the mayor wants to have peace. We discussed this at great length, actually, maybe more than anything else. He wants to have a safe New York. Ultimately, a safe New York is going to be a great New York. If it's not safe, no matter how well we do with pricing and with anything else, we can talk about anything you want. If you don't have safe streets, it's not going to be a success. So we're going to work together. We're going to make sure that if they're horrible people there, we want to get them out. I think he wants to get them out maybe more than I do. So we'll work together. We discussed it at great length. Yes, please.
Yeah, two questions, if I may. One for you, Mr. President, from BBC in a second. But first of all, for the mayor of that, you're both from different parts of the political spectrum. You're both populist, though. And I just wondered to what extent the president's campaign style, his techniques, his social media use, inspired any part of your campaign.
Well, I actually told the president that, you know, so much of the focus of our campaign has been on the cost of living crisis. And when we asked those New Yorkers who had voted for the president, when we saw an increase in his numbers in New York City, that came back to the same issue, cost of living, cost of living, cost of living. And they spoke about the cost of groceries, the cost of rent, the cost of Con Ed, the cost of childcare. And too often, politicians are looking to lecture to New Yorkers what they should care about as opposed to listen. And when we spoke to those voters who voted for President Trump, we heard them speak about cost of living. We focus on that same cost of living, and that's where I am really looking forward to delivering for New Yorkers in partnership with the president on the affordability agenda.
And I think we have to work a little bit. We talked about Con Edison. We have to work a little bit on getting the prices, because, you know, we've gotten fuel prices way down, but it hasn't shown up in Con Edison. And we're going to have to talk to them. You know, if if we're sending them fuel at a much lower price than it was a year ago, which is true, we have to get Con Edison to start lowering their rates.
Absolutely.
Last week you told me you were pushing ahead with your plans to sue BBC for up to $5 billion. You're going to speak to Prime Minister Starmer as well. Is there any progress or any updates on those issues?
Well, we get along very well with the Prime Minister. We made a deal with UK. I like him. He's a fine person. And, you know, I think they have some big energy problems. You know, they've got windmills all over the place. They're going to have to start using other methods because their energy is out of control. I'm talking about in the UK, it's out of control. And he's got that problem. He's got a big immigration problem, as you know, and he's got a big energy problem. And we talk about it. He's a good man. Prime Minister is a good man.
You have a chance to speak this week.
I haven't spoken this way.
Have you spoken to President Zelensky? Or you intended to?
Who?
President Zelensky about your plan?
I've spoken with their people. We have a plan. It's horrible what's happening. It's a war that should have never happened. It would have never happened if I was president. And it's a shame. And I thought they should have acted quicker. But it's a cold winter, and a lot of the big energy producing plants have been under attack, to put it mildly, to put it nicely. We have a way of getting peace, or we think we have a way of getting peace. He's going to have to approve it. Just so sad, so many people. You know, last month they lost 25,000 soldiers. This is something we haven't seen anything like this since the Second World War. And they're averaging 6,000 or 7,000 a week between the two of them, dead soldiers. And it goes on and on. And I think they're getting reasonably close. But I don't want to predict. I would have said that would have been one of my early ones. I did 8 peace deals of countries, including in India, Pakistan. You could even go. In fact, they're coming here in a week or two. Go to the Congo and Rwanda. That was 10 million people dead. And we worked something out on that. But so many. And the one I thought would have been for me, because I have a very good relationship with President Putin, I thought that would have been maybe quicker. But it's it does take 2 to tango. And now you just see all the death. And, you know, it doesn't affect us other than the fact that we don't want to see all those people that really it's on the other side of the ocean. It's a war that should have never happened. It did happen. I blame the person also sitting right behind this desk. This is a war that should have never happened. And it wouldn't have happened if I were president. But we're trying to save a lot of lives. They're losing 25,000 lives over the last short period of time. That's Ukrainian and Russian. And it's a shame.
What happened to the mayor-elect about a House resolution just passed overwhelmingly to condemn socialism, including with 86 Democrats, all of House Dem leadership, and the minority leader, Hakeem Jeffries, despite his endorsement of you? What's your reaction to that?
I have to be honest with you, I focused very little on resolutions. Frankly, I've been focusing
on socialism.
I understand. I think the focus is on the work at hand. I can tell you I am someone who is a democratic socialist. I've been very open about that. And I know there might be differences about ideology, but the place of agreement is the work that needs to be done to make New York City affordable. That's what I look forward to.
And I want to clarify your answer to Stephen Nelson. Mm-hmm. He asked about your comment calling the president a fascist, and your answer was, both President Trump and I have been clear about our positions and our views. Mm-hmm. Are you affirming that you think President Trump is a fascist?
I've spoken about...
That's okay. You can just say yes.
Okay.
It's easier. It's easier than explaining it. I don't mind.
And President, I wanted to ask you also about this Ukraine plan.
Yeah.
President Zelensky said today that his country would risk either giving up a partner or giving up its dignity. There's been criticism that this deal...
You mean he doesn't like it?
It's unclear. He was sort of...
Well, he'll have to like it. And if he doesn't like it, then, you know, they should just keep fighting, I guess. You
the
know?
Suggestion that he made, though, was that if he doesn't accept it, that the U.S. would pull back its support for Ukraine.
At some point, he's going to have to accept something. You know, he hasn't accepted. You remember right in the Oval Office not so long ago, I said, you don't have the cards. Don't forget, I inherited this war. I would have never... This war never would have happened. I inherited this war. And I thought he should have made a deal a year ago, 2 years ago. The ultimate deal would have been if it never started. That would have been the good deal. That could have been done, too, if you had the right president. But you didn't have the right president.
Mr. President. Mr. President, the cost of living is something that you and Mr. Mamdani seem to agree on.
Right.
Democrats have run New York City for a long time, Mr. Mamdani. Do you see Democrat policy specifically as being a problem? And I'd like that to be a question that both of you could answer.
Look, I think that there are many things in our city where we have to own the responsibility of it, things that existed long before the president was the president. And those are also part of the message of our campaign was to take on a broken politics of the past. And I ran against a number of candidates who represented different versions of that past. And what we found time and again is that working people were left behind in the politics of our city. And what we're looking to do is put those people right back at the heart of our politics so that we don't have a situation where we're in the wealthiest city in the history of the world, and yet one in five can't even afford $2.90 for a MetroCard.
Mr. President,
you know, we had some interesting conversation, and some of his ideas really are the same ideas that I have. But a big thing on cost, you know, the new word is affordability. Another word is just groceries. You know, it's sort of an old-fashioned word, but it's very accurate. And they're coming down. They're coming down. They were, you know, we had, both of us, we had the highest inflation in the history of our country the last 4 years under the Biden administration, and we've got inflation down now to a normal number. It's going to go even a little bit lower than that. Katie, do you have something?
Yeah, Mr. President, thank you so much. Mr. Mamdani often talks about New York City being covered by international law, that they will follow international law. He doesn't often talk about the U.S. Constitution. What is your response to that?
Well, I don't know what you're referring to in terms of it could be covered by international law, local law. It's covered by a lot of laws, but it's covered by U.S. law. Are you referring to anything in particular?
You just said that there are a city that endorses and enforces international law. Is that at odds with?
No, I don't know. Would you want to? Do you want to respond?
Yeah, I think what I've shared with the president is our desire to not only follow the laws of our own city, laws that protect New Yorkers, but also a desire for consistency in our politics across the board. And that's something that we've talked about and something that I know many New Yorkers want.
We
discussed ICE and New York City, and I spoke about how the laws that we have in New York City allow for New York City government to speak to the federal administration for about 170 serious crimes. The concerns that many New Yorkers have are around the enforcement of immigration laws on New Yorkers across the five boroughs, and most recently we're talking about a mother and her two children, how this has very little to do with what that is.
What we did is we discussed crime more than ICE per se. We discussed crime, and he doesn't want to see crime, and I don't want to see crime, and I have very little doubt that we're not going to get along on that issue. He wants to, and he said some things that were very interesting, very interesting as to housing construction, and he wants to see houses go up. He wants to see a lot of houses created, a lot of apartments built, etc. And, you know, people would be shocked, but I want to see the same thing. Jack?
Quick pause here. We'll come right back. We're just going to pause it. And we'll come right back so you can continue hearing this incredibly cordial and very, very, like, BFFs in the Oval Office, the president and the mayor-elect of New York, Zoran Mamkami. So we'll do that, and we'll come right back. Don't go away.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.